USA Radio News.
Firefighters are continuing to battle fires in Northern California, and just 1 month into the budget year, California has already spent more than one quarter of its annual fire budget. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown says this may be the new norm.
Fires are now a more part of our ordinary experience. The predictions that things would get drier and hotter are occurring.
Family members hoping missing Iowa College student Molly Tibbetts returns home announced today that the reward for information leading to her whereabouts has risen to $172,000. The announcement was made at a press conference earlier, and Molly's father also spoke.
The family's holding up just fine. We're setting our personal feelings aside. This is a fight for our daughter. And so we have all the tools that we can use, and I want to thank the media for coming here and helping us to share this story.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
A lot of people are weary when it comes to investing in cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Right now, one Bitcoin is worth just over $7,400. Perian Boring is the founder of Digital Chamber, which deals a lot with digital currency. She says if you're dealing with Bitcoin, you better be ready for a long and bumpy road.
Yeah, you definitely need a strong stomach to operate in this space. If you look at the price of Bitcoin on a day-to-day basis, it does seem to be volatile, and that's one of the biggest criticisms people have of this digital currency. But if you're able to zoom out and look at this year over year, the price of Bitcoin on August 1st, 2017 was hovering around $2,700. So over the past year, Bitcoin has grown about 175%.
Pope Francis said that the death penalty is inadmissible under all circumstances and that the Catholic Church must work to abolish it. Pope Francis has long since railed against the death penalty, saying it can never be justified no matter how heinous the crime. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Weekly unemployment claims inched up a bit last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department reporting 218,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 1,000 more than the previous week, right on the analysts' prediction, though. The biggest increases in initial jobless claims were in Michigan, Kentucky, Missouri, and Kansas. Sharpest declines, New York, Georgia, Alabama, and Pennsylvania.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a self-described Democratic socialist who's running for the House of Representatives in New York's 14th Congressional District, went to California earlier this week and attended a campaign fundraiser. Well, that fundraiser costed $2,700 per head to attend. The event was sold out, and Democrat/Independent Joe Lieberman says if the Democrats keep moving to the left, that's a losing proposition come election time.
Well, first, just as a matter of substance in American values, it's not who we are. We're not a socialist country, and I don't want to see the party that, notwithstanding all the scars I have, I'm still a registered Democrat, become a socialist party. It's a democratic party. We believe in freedom. We believe in the free market system. The other thing to say is that to make the Democratic Party and the Socialist Party is a losing strategy. Because the American people, you ask people on a poll, somebody just did it, majority, big majority say they would never vote for a party that was socialistic, including a majority of Democrats.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.